Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Yay!
Yes!
Episode 5.
5!
Cinco de Mayo.
No, we're back with a fresh episode. Called fresh. Boy in a Band, the fifth song on our album. What's it called?
Sad Girls Club.
Wow, it's like we're connected. No, I was trying to get you guys to say it.
And you forgot to say a new episode of the Cimarelli Podcast.
I was going
to
say that next.
You don't even sound like it anymore.
Yeah.
What? You changed it.
I know.
Wait,
do you have to do the same thing every time?
She's trying to have variety.
Okay, whatever. Aww. Irrelevant.
Variety's a spice.
Welcome to episode 5. We have some interesting things today. This is Boy in a Band, so we're going to talk about guys who are jerks, shall we say.
So you're saying every boy in a band is a jerk?
No.
That is generalizing.
Guys who are too into themselves, and these guys, a lot of them tend to be drawn to being in bands. I don't know what it is, but it just happens. I'm just calling it.
It's in the glam.
You too.
Just calling it as I see it.
Plenty of charity work.
Okay, shut your mouth.
Catherine.
Okay, Catherine's missed discrepancy today.
All right, let's start with, a little clip of the song. Can we get that, Frank? Thank you.
Thanks.
Totally unrelated to this song, that Amy is rocking like the Belle look right now, like her hair and her
top.
She looks like Belle from Beauty
and the
Beast.
You're right. That's true.
Like the way her hair is.
Amazing.
Yeah, if you're watching the video version, then you could see. Otherwise, sorry, but
sorry,
just imagine.
Describe it in vivid detail.
Just picture it.
A yellow shirt and brown hair.
Okay, that's enough. Ladies.
And gold jewelry.
Ladies.
Listen up.
Let's do highs and lows.
Hey.
All right, you want to start youngest?
Neediest?
Want to start neediest?
Neediest to greediest?
Prettiest?
So weird.
No, don't.
All right. I'd like to say my high and my low are both this morning. So this morning,
what a roller
coaster.
My
low was the fact that I couldn't wake up at 6. I couldn't do it. So I woke up at 8.
Why would you wake
up
at 6?
Because usually I wake up at 6 to start schoolwork so I can do all that before work. But I couldn't do it today. I just didn't have the Lord on my side this morning. So I woke up at 8. Which was bad, but when I woke up at 8, I went to the gym, and it felt real good. I had a great workout. I almost threw up, but I didn't.
So that was your high?
That I went to the gym.
Oh, okay.
What was your low?
Oh, it was fun.
All right, Lauren?
My high was magically moving on from this guy who I need to move on from. I don't even know how. Just like, bye. I don't know how, so it was really great. But then the low was telling him that I did, and it was awkward. Yikes.
Awkward.
You know, when you magically move on from someone, it's really just the Lord striking you blind.
It is.
We all pray for blindness. All right, Trimpy, go.
So I have very simple
one. He doesn't even care.
Number one, the low was when I had to set my alarm for 11:30 p.m. so I could wake up again and change my clothing from the washer to the dryer.
Oh, I was like, change your what?
Yeah, your what?
And then the high was when I was talking to my friend and he called his vocal range the range of a cow.
Oh.
Interesting life that you live, Lise.
The high was last night when I went to the gym. Because a lot of times, I work out at a boxing gym, for those who don't know. A lot of times I go in and I'm like really dehydrated or like exhausted and I just don't do a good job. But yesterday, I killed it. And my low was on the way here. When I picked something off my shoe, suddenly, I kid you not, it was the size of a grain of rice, possibly smaller. You saw it. All of a sudden,
I don't know
what happened. The whole car started smelling like vomit. And
It was probably a stink bug.
I was grabbing my
that's what I was
face,
Jenny,
like,
was this
right
thing,
here, and I was
right
like,
the bug. It was looked like a grain
of
salt.
And it was on
the
finger, I was like, This is so gross. I don't know what that was. I washed my hands
I hate the story.
Then.
That's
I hate
crazy.
It. But that was the low.
We'll skip that.
All right. My high was that I made this apple pie that was probably the best apple pie I've ever made.
Oh, my God.
And I had it for breakfast today.
A quick brag.
Pie for breakfast.
My low. No, I'm bouncing out the bragging. My low was that I made cornbread. And
we were there.
Loser. I need to tell you why. We were having a deep discussion, and I actually left the cornbread in the oven for like an hour and a half. And I was like, what?
How long is it supposed to be in there?
Like 30 minutes. Oh, and I got it out, and the whole top was like black and hard like cement.
I saw you try to like harvest the organs, but.
Oh, gross. I did actually harvest
that
the organs.
That is rough. That is
rough. I ate like the inner core.
Doesn't like harvesting something mean you like sell it?
No, it means
like you save them.
You like get it out.
Maybe. Let's just change it.
I don't know.
She sold them to herself.
So, Chris, what's your high?
No, you don't.
Okay, the high was that Lisa did my hair so then I didn't look like
a loser.
A loser? Yes.
And she looks like a Kardashian.
No. The low was that I ate fruit snacks for breakfast and I didn't really enjoy it.
That is the worst idea I've heard all year.
Because I have a bunch because I go to Costco. Cha-ching.
What?
Anyway,
what?
I bought a giant thing from Costco.
She's saying that she's
okay?
rich enough to afford a membership.
No, I'm saying Costco makes you buy like 100 of each thing. So that's what I have.
What a hypnotizer.
I don't think that makes sense.
Next.
Well,
when you make your own
transition music to fan question.
Fan question.
Whoa.
Wow, we're really good singers, guys. We should try it out.
Now, I think it's Lady Kathy.
Is that your name?
Kath.
She's got
Kath on the beat.
Okay. Kath on the beat.
No.
I gotta mortify you guys sometimes. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, this is from at Genesis 3920476.
Is that like a verse?
Unreal.
I don't think so. I don't think there's that many verses in Genesis. Hey, Genesis. Okay. I'm still trying to get over my ex-crush who really hurt me. It has been months now. How do you fully move on from someone?
Oh, honey. All right. Well, First of all, I don't really know if I'm the best person to give advice on this.
You are the worst person to give advice. You
don't move on from anyone.
Hold on. That is very, very true. But I did move on from someone, one person this year.
One time.
Okay. All right.
And I was.
Oh, you did.
I was, as the kids say, smitten. And
kids, what are you, an adult?
And I literally couldn't move on for months and months and months and months and months and months. But randomly, this past couple months, I just stopped caring. And I don't really know what happened. Probably was the Lord striking me blind.
Stop caring.
Literally. No, my advice isn't really that good of advice, but it is to literally just wait it out. Like, just be sad and just embrace that you're not over it. And it's probably going to take a really, really long time. Okay. And just write about it in your journal, you know, pray about it, ask the Lord, you know, talk to your friends. Just like beat the dead horse. Like, honestly, like people say, don't beat the dead horse. Beat the dead horse.
So sad.
And get it all out. And then eventually you won't care anymore.
That's what I was going to say. Didn't
you told me I was going to say this.
I gave Catherine this advice and I already knew it worked because I do it all the time. But she proved that it does work. Okay, people try to tell you like, oh, it's been like a month. How are you not over this? But really,
get your mind off
it. Doesn't really matter. You have, for
me at least,
if I just completely dive into missing that person, like I don't deny myself at all. Every time I want to miss them, I cry all the time. I only listen to sad songs all the time. And I just like indulge myself. It's like wanting to eat ice cream. If you just eat ice cream for every meal all day, every day, you're gonna get sick and you're not going to want to do it anymore. But if you all day just go, I really want to eat ice cream, but I'm not gonna eat it, and then it's just gonna make it worse. So if you just indulge the crap out of yourself and just always miss them, eventually you're gonna get it all out and you're gonna be like, okay, I don't even want to do this anymore. But you just have to really get it out.
I think I'm a good person to speak to this because
Lauren was next in the queue.
I didn't know you had a shot.
Okay, mine's pretty quick. I just want to say that what I do is I hit myself with the frying pan of truth.
And I tell myself,
I'm like, listen, he doesn't care. It's never gonna happen. There's no hope for the future. There is no hope. This is never gonna change. And I stop thinking, maybe one day. Every time I think, I'm like, no, there's no one day. It's not gonna happen.
Wait.
I delete them on everything. I unfollow them. Sorry if that's awkward, but I can't see your rat face if this is not happening. It's never gonna happen. So I hit myself with the frying pan of truth and I cut them off. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just hit you with a simple math problem.
Okay.
The amount you express is directly congruent with the amount you move on. Okay.
Ooh.
So the more you express, the more you move on. And it doesn't matter. It's an inequality, which is a type of math problem.
Okay.
Oh,
whatever.
So,
oh, whatever.
Okay.
I didn't make it past algebra 2 and she's doing like trigonometry or something.
Okay, whatever.
I'm the authority.
Amy's right. Not in school anymore either. But
there's
anyway.
3 points I have to make. So that was the first point. Number two is that it doesn't matter how long your relationship lasted. It matters how deep it was.
Yes.
So like you could have dated someone for like, I don't know, 2 years
Six
and
months?
It wasn't that deep, or like a few months and you didn't really care that much. So when you like, you don't have that much to express to get over because you didn't really care.
Well, also some people start moving on in their relationship.
Yeah.
So, like, they already start moving on 6 months ago.
And then if you date someone and maybe it's only for like a month or something and it's really deep for you, like maybe they touch on a core emotional wound, I don't know. It could take you forever to move on. So it's not about
don't judge yourself.
It's not about the time spent. It's about the
don't
the
listen to dumb rats
depth.
Who say it was only a month. What are you talking about?
Just
don't do that.
Yeah.
And let me say something. Do not, because I know that everyone does this. Well, not actually.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people do this, okay? A lot of girls. Do not go after some boy who's like your quote friend who you're like kind of in love with and be like, I'm just so sad about this guy. Because
don't
most guys, first of all, are not going to make you feel better. And second of all, give terrible advice. So just like don't do that.
And it messes with their
unless they're like a genuinely like really, really good friend, you know? But I mean like those ones you like kind of know but don't really. And like you
are
just
you
want some male attention. You just want some like male attention, so you like
don't do it.
You're like, oh, I'm like, so sad.
They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I feel like a guy would be like, just forget about it.
Exactly.
Just distract yourself.
I thought she was going to say,
not
like,
every guy.
I did not do that.
Not all men.
Hashtag not all men.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't confide in your male friends because they might like fall for you and you don't want to toy with their emotions.
No.
She's like, they suck and they're stupid.
Also,
I did not say all men. I just said a lot.
Is that you need to respect their decision not to speak to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't stalk. It's against the law. Don't do that.
Kath.
If it's over, it's over.
You think I'm not? Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything to add?
Yes, I do.
Add it.
Okay, so what I would say is I'm professional at this because I got over someone that took me 7 months of being sad to finally get over them.
Can I just
what
say,
I was,
wait, sorry, while you're saying this, Catherine and I literally like ended things
the
with the same person. Basically. Like
it
had the same personality.
The same person.
But they had the same personality. And, like everything was the same.
It was so, and all these things kept happening at the same time.
So
who
everything was the same
on,
time.
Moved on first?
And we both moved on from them.
I think we moved on around the same time.
No, I'm saying who
very
got
recent.
Over it for real first? Was it you or you?
I don't know. I got over it like a month ago.
I would like say I thoroughly, like I scraped the pan, like
yeah,
I got
of your soul?
Every emotion
me too.
Out. I went on so many long walks. I literally started an entire new notebook for him, almost filled it of like letters and thoughts.
Whoa.
Because it's like Amy said, it wasn't that long, but it was deep.
Touched
it was
on a chord.
I wrote an entire album of songs.
You didn't give
she
him the notebook.
Tricked,
right?
Oh, heck no.
Let's
no.
just clarify
oh,
that.
Do
me.
Not.
No, I actually threw the notebook away in a rage. Finally, yes. I was like, I'm done with this. And like, it's weird because since I threw it away, I'm like, I've literally, every time I think of it, I'm like, I don't want to see him. I literally have no
you
desire.
You better not, whoever the reader is that asked us this, you better not have any mementos,
oh,
any
get
things that.
Rid of that
uh-uh.
stuff.
Guys,
get
for Valentine's Day, the guy who I just moved on from, he gave me a heart-shaped box of chocolates. Do you know what I did with the heart-shaped box? Tell me. What
you
did
burned
I do?
It.
It
I
on
set
fire.
It on fire.
Yeah.
And it felt great. And I moved
well,
on.
It was easy for me because the guy gave me absolutely nothing.
Okay,
let me add my quick thing. I'll just add one thing. For my very own personal experience.
Your fault.
How many words can I put for? Okay. For my experience, when you get to forgiveness is when you can move on, which is really hard because you want to be like angry and bitter and whatever, which is annoying. I don't want to be bitter. I don't like that. So as soon as I could get to forgiveness, I was able to move on from any dude I was like obsessed with. So that's like the key is getting through your sadness and your anger and your regret and your guilt and your shame and everything and getting to the point where you're like, okay, you know, I forgive you. Once you get to that point, you're free.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Amen.
That's what works for me.
That's why you have to express so much because if you don't feel ready to forgive yet, you just have to keep expressing it until you're ready to forgive.
I have one more thing to say. One last thing, then we can move on. Just that no one else said is that usually when you can't move on from someone, then it's because you're idealizing them.
True.
And if no one knows what that means, it basically means that you're sitting there and like thinking of every good possible thing that they could have done and said and are and oh my gosh, they're just so
oh
much
gosh,
better
I
than everyone else.
I highly recommend writing down all the bad things about them or bad things they did to
you.
Yeah,
remind
like,
yourself.
Or like reread, like if you still have conversations with them, like reread the conversation and like not just the screenshots of all the good things they said. And like, just remind yourself that like, they're just like a human being who's probably not that good. Like most people, if you're not like in a relationship with them, there's probably a reason for that. Like if they broke up with you, if you broke up with them, whatever, if you have to move on from this person, there's probably a reason why. Like most of the time, if you're not with someone, it's because you shouldn't be with them because they're not very good for you. Yeah. So try to remind yourself of that. And honestly, sometimes it's easier to move on when you have conversations with the person. I feel like Catherine kind of gets this.
I can agree on this.
Because like when you're sitting there.
For me, yes. Yeah,
like when you're sitting there not talking to someone for months, you're just like, oh, I bet if we just hung out or if we just talked or whatever, then this would happen.
No, and
then
you hit yourself with the truth. You say, no. No.
Okay, it works for you. Yeah, it works for you.
I can't talk to them.
But
you don't talk. You don't talk.
Some people, i.e. me, learn from experience, and you have to talk to this person and realize, wait, they're
for
actually
me, it's,
really
it's
weird.
Once, literally, exactly every 6 weeks, I get this overwhelming urge. Like, I have to talk to him. Whoa. Yeah. And then I'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah,
oh, I'm the kind of person where it's like, one last time I'm talking to someone actually really does help most of the time. Like, sometimes they lecture you, and then you're like, oh, I don't like you.
Exactly.
I'd be like, oh, I'm going to
I fall right back in love. I'm in way.
Okay, so you don't do that.
So you don't do that. Laura doesn't do that.
You skip that.
But we do that.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Usually they remind you.
Thank you. To that reader, good luck.
Yeah, that was a good
with your situation.
Good luck, Genesis.
Good luck. You're gonna need it.
Good luck, Chuck.
Lisa.
Oh my gosh.
It's time
for
Lisa's corner.
Or at least Lexi call it. Wait,
Lisa's corner.
Lisa's corner.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Sorry for the intro.
We're going to fly by the seat of our pants today.
Oh, no.
We are. And you know why we're going to fly by the seat of our pants? Because we have no top half. Do you know why?
What?
Because you're wearing an invisibility cloak. Do you see?
Listen,
she's wearing
wearing a camouflage sweatshirt.
She's making a weird camo joke.
The
point is, if you want to be invisible, I have a product for you, and it's called this.
Capital THIS
trademarked. This product does not only make you invisible, it also makes you extremely visible on the internet. Because if you post a picture in capital this TM. Some fun, cool, original, super awesome, like, wild person will comment and say, where's your torso? I can't find your torso. You're a floating head. It is so, the comments are so creative. Like, they never end.
This is a
they
roast.
Are always so fun. Like, you read it and you're like, like, I never saw that coming. Whoa. So, if you want, like, just the most fun people in the world, like, you want to find good friends that are just, like, a blast, then all you need to do, purchase this.
TM.
And put it on, take a pic, post
and
it up
torso
on the gram.
Disappear.
Your torso disappears, and so does your patience.
Oh! Wait, can it hide you from your exes?
No, it'll make you more visible.
Can it hide you
because your ex is probably your ex for a reason because they leave dumb comments like that.
Oh
my gosh, you're like a floating head.
Like, okay.
Wow.
So,
amazing.
That was brought to you by capital this.
TM.
Thanks
TM.
For watching.
Ooh, I just want to say amazing. I'm one of the many people who would say, OMG, where's your torso?
Okay, so this is the kind of person you want to block on all platforms. If you have her number, block it.
That was sad.
Oh, Danny.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
Dan, do you have a story?
Christina just says, do you have a story?
That.
That was a great segue.
Loved it.
Hey, kinda speaking like of segues, remember people used to ride around in those all the time?
Is that the
yes, I do.
One?
Yeah, like Justin Bieber was pushing those.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone,
listen up.
Dan, in our theme today,
Boy in a band.
Our theme today is boy in a band. Yes. Dan's got a story about a boy.
I got a story about a boy who is in a band currently. Actually, it's technically a boy band, which is not a real band.
Do not say it.
Look, technically it's a boy band, which is not a real band. But it's not.
Roast.
It's not.
Roasted.
It's not. But, but he wasn't actually in this boy band when I was talking to him, but he was still like a internet star. Anyway, so
we hate internet stars.
Back in the day, I was 14 years old. I had red hair. I kind of dressed like a goth. And I was a desperate mongrel,
ooh,
which I still kind of am, but just a little less. Just a little less, all right?
Cool.
So we went to this.
Wait, I feel like you should have a flashlight with your hood up.
I should. I should. So we went to this, I don't want to say music festival because it wasn't that, like, official.
Okay, it was whatever. A performance.
It was like a performance with lots of artists who are internet people and like YouTubers and stuff. So we went and performed and we were there and I'm sorry, this story just gets me like in a weird place because it takes me back to like 3
takes
years ago.
Takes me back.
Yeah, so I saw this boy at this music thing concert.
No,
I'm just
going to
call it the
saw
concert
him. We
thing.
Were like, Danny, that boy is staring at you. Yes. We all yes. said that.
Everyone
a
was like, bro,
times.
He okay. is staring at you. What? So then me being the aggressive person I am, I was like, hey, what's your name? And he was like, I'm Travis. I'm going to call him Travis because that's what I did in the story time video that I did about him. So he's like,
okay,
I'm
Travis.
And I was like, hey, Travis. I didn't say that, but I thought, hey, Travis. And I texted my friend and I was like, bro, I met this really hot guy. Oh my gosh, he asked for my number. What? Because he asked for my number. And we were like talking and I was like 14 and he was like 16. And I was like,
ooh, dangerous.
He's like really attractive and like, what? So anyway. That night, TM, we actually, the night, yes, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. That night, then, he asked me to go on a ride with him at the fair, because it was, like, a fair they were performing at. And so we went on this, like, swing ride. Everyone already knows about this. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We went on, like, this swing ride together, and, like, Catherine was there.
Oh,
and...
yeah, I was the chaperone that helped you guys run away or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, and it was just, like, really, really, really magical. Like, especially for a 14-year-old, like, it was like, wow, this is...
The
gold.
I have to say,
PM.
Seeing you guys on the ride was pretty cute.
It was.
Even
it
though
was.
He was a rat.
Even though he literally met me 7 hours ago and he was in love with me. So, we got back to the hotel.
That's a red flag.
Well, I got back to the hotel.
Red.
It
red
is.
Blazing
I got back to my
flag.
Hotel. I went in my room and I cried.
Why?
Because I was like, he's going to hurt me. Like, he really
knew.
Hurt me.
She knew.
I was so scared.
She knew.
Sorry,
TM.
I don't have time for this comfort. So, I was really, really scared.
She says, I don't have time for this comfort and interlaces her fingers with mine. Okay.
I just wanted to.
I know so, where your heart is anyway.
Anyway, Christina being the great wing woman she is, she invited him back to our hotel to have dinner with all of us with a bunch of other people that were like performing.
Such
whatever.
A good wing woman.
She yeah, always does that. She always does that. Whenever like I have a crush on an internet boy, then she's always like, hey, you guys should come hang out with us after
bad
this.
Bad idea, now I think about it.
Just for me. So anyway, why?
Because internet boys are...
Yes, exactly.
Cheap.
Which is why we say, never fall for a boy.
Internet boy.
Well, Kath, we were learning.
So yeah, anyway, we had yeah. this conversation at dinner in this hotel in...
I
never mind,
there,
sorry. We had this conversation for hours. Like, him and I sat there and talked yep. for like 4 hours.
And we sat across the table, yes. me and some other guy, and we were like... They're like, they're still talking.
Yeah.
And everyone's like leaving. We're like, they're still
everyone left. We were the last people at the table, and there were like 12 people sitting there. So everyone ended up leaving. It was like 10 or 11 o'clock, and we were still talking. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to bed. And so we ended up talking on the phone every night for like a month and a half, I think, 2 months maybe, because he lived in a different state, and I lived in California. But lo and behold, he was going to come to LA where I lived. So I was like, heck yes, I get to hang out with him. So he came to LA and we were filming a music video. And then he surprised me at the music video shoot. Like, I didn't know he was coming. I like told him like to come and he didn't really confirm whether he was going to be there or not. And then he just like showed up and I was like, wow, that is so sweet. And, and then the next day, same weekend, then, we went to Universal Horror Nights. This was a great night.
Oh my God.
We went to Horror Nights, which is basically like
it's a Halloween
thing. Like haunted house type thing, but like a really, really big haunted house. I don't know.
It's actually not fun at all. Continue.
Yeah, it's really not fun. But it was the first time I ever went.
Stupid maze, a bunch of dumb people running around in
yes.
masks.
Oh, are you scared yet? Are you scared?
Yeah, no, exactly. Get out of my
okay,
way.
Okay,
anyway.
Some people think it's fun. Yes. Not me, but some
I don't
people.
Know
he's just keeping
people.
It real.
Anyway, so we went with a group of friends. Lauren and Lisa were there, right?
Yeah.
I think Amy was there too, right?
Heck no, you think I
just
went
kidding,
there?
Just
no,
kidding.
No, no,
Lauren
no.
and Lisa and I all went with some of our friends, well, quote friends.
Air
and
quotes.
Before we got there, my friend, who I named Taylor in the video that I made about her, I'm just going to call her Taylor again, she texted me and she's like, oh my gosh, is Travis coming? And I was like, yeah, what's it to ya? And she was like, he's so cute, heart eyes. And I was like, I was like, girl, what do you mean he's cute? Like, yes, he is. But, like, why would you say that? Like, I had told her about him. I had told her about it. So, like, she knew that we were, like, a thing or whatever.
She forgot. She was trying to let you know. She ain't making a move.
She forgot. Yeah.
She got amnesia.
I was like, hey, that's weird. But I kind of just disregarded it, whatever. So then we get there. And we're walking around. We're walking around Horror Nights. And do you know what happens?
I can't.
Do you know?
What happens?
We were walking around. I was holding his hand because, you know, it's Horror Nights. And so, no, I was so scared.
I mean, holding hands with him, pretty horrific.
Oh! I hated that. Anyway, so we're holding hands, whatever.
Oh, well, it is, because keep going.
I look over, and she is holding his other hand.
Is that not horrific?
It's horrific.
That's disturbing.
It's truly horrific.
That's disturbing.
Okay, this is not your story.
If that was me.
I was like, who wants to do that?
That's
like,
disturbing.
Why would you want
to? It's when you can't feel anything, you need to feel something.
Wait, did he think that you both didn't see her? He thought you were both okay with this.
This is what I need to know. This is what happened. I looked over and he was holding both of our hands. So I let go.
Good.
Because
I may have
been desperate. What?
You scraped up some dignity.
I may have been desperate, but not that desperate.
No.
So I would, it became like a cycle throughout the night where I would let go of his hand and like walk to the front of the group where like Lauren was or something else. And he would follow me up to the front of the group and like be like, oh, hey. And then he would grab my hand again. And then she would follow him up to where I was and grab his other hand. So like it wasn't like he was asking to hold her hand.
What?
But like he wasn't letting go.
Yeah,
you know?
That is bizarre.
She just like went limp.
Exactly. But it didn't happen.
I tried to hold someone's hand.
It didn't happen. It was weird. It was very weird. So I ended up texting both of them after and I was just like, what? What
text them in a group. All right,
let's have
a conference.
Put them in a group and just say, y'all are sick.
Anyway, he was like, oh, I didn't want to hurt her feelings and like, you know, and I was like, okay, it's fine. Because, you know, I was obsessed with him. And then Taylor.
What if you're married? You're
going to
kiss some other lady so she feels better. What? That's not how it goes.
All right, stop with the interjections. I texted Taylor and I said some salty thing and she was like, it's not even a big deal or something like that. She just said something rude and that was the end of our friendship. But anyway. So.
Give my smile at her when
I saw
her.
He goes back.
Everyone deserves
a smile. Shouldn't have smiled. I should have been like.
Anyway. Listen, he goes back to the state that he lived in and I kept talking to him on the phone like every night. But he said that he was coming back to L.A. like a couple weeks later. So I was like, great, I get to see him again. And then I was like, why are you coming to L.A.? And he was like, because this girl wants me to be in her music video. And I was like, oh, what girl? And then he's like, tells me who she is or whatever. And I was like,
Miranda Sings.
I was like, oh. And I was like, so this girl. Why'd she pick you to be in her video? Like, you live across the country. Like, that's weird. Like, she could have picked anyone in L.A. There's tons of people in L.A. And he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, she probably likes you. And he was like, what? He's like, no, she doesn't. I was like, okay, it's not a big deal. And just like saying, like, it seems like she does because, like, you know, flying someone out for a video. He's like, no, like, she doesn't. Like, he got super defensive. And I was like,
just on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could hear him. He was like, no, like, okay. She doesn't like me. And I was like, okay, that's weird. So then he comes to LA. And do you know what happens? He doesn't freaking text me, like, the whole week leading up to it. So, like, he was in L.A., and, like, we hadn't talked, like, the whole week. So I was like, are we hanging out? Like, I don't know what's going on. And then I guess we ended up talking again or something while he was still in L.A. And I ended up going to meet up with him at the Santa Monica Pier. And the girl whose video he was going to be in was there, like, with him at the pier. And, like, her and her friend, who was a guy. And I, like, met her, and we had that thing that, like, girls have, like, when they both like the same guy, where you, like, look each other up and down, and you're like, who are you? So we had that. It was a weird moment. He hugged me in front of her and hugged me for, like, 1 second, which is weird. And I was like, this is weird. This is really, really weird. So that is the end of all my details. But after he left, this is the summary of the end of it. After he left, then I ended up stalking his Twitter, seeing this girl in his favorites who has the same name as me. And she's not an internet person, but she just was there. And I was like, oh, she's the same name as me. And we both like emo music. She's like similar to me. And so it was irrelevant details. I just felt it was funny. And I like saw her in his favorites. And then I saw him in her favorites, which is the typical sign.
Of
these teens. And so I was like, who is this? So me being the snake that I am, I followed her on Twitter because I wanted to know. Like, I was like, I'm getting to the bottom of this. So I followed her on Twitter. I didn't message her or anything, though. I just followed her. And then we ended up talking super casually, like, not about him. And then I end up mentioning him, of course, because I need to know. And she's like, oh, yeah, he's like, really, I don't know how to say this without scarring the viewers. He's just like really creepy, basically, she said. And that like he's like hung out with her a couple times, like in when he came to New York where she lives. And like that was like in the span of time that we were talking. And then she's like, yeah, he also, I think she told me or I, either way, I found out he was also having a thing with that girl whose music video he was in. So the exact same time that he was having a thing with me and talking to me every single night and like hanging out with me in LA, and the same weekend that he was hanging out with me in LA, he was hanging out with her and talking to her on the phone every night. Literally the same time. And do you know what he said about me? Because I ended up becoming really, really good friends with the girl whose video he was in. I ended up becoming really good friends with her, and she told me that the weekend that him and I hung out, that I met her at the pier that weekend, then he saw like a text. She saw a text of me on her phone, and she was confusing. She saw a text of me on his phone, and she was like, "Oh, who's that?" And he said, "Oh, it's just some girl who thinks that I like her, but like it's just like not like that. Like we're just like friends, whatever.
Oh,
she just thinks I like her.
Scumbag, scumbag, scumbag."
And I was like, "Honey, what?" So yeah, basically found out that he had a thing with me and her. And I think a couple other girls at the same time. Honestly, I can't really keep track. There were a lot of girls, though. Like, I found out there were lots of girls.
That sounds like
I wasn't the only one. Yeah.
Stressful.
I honestly gave him a little bit of credit because he had a lot to
handle. Was some planning. Strategic.
I know. It really was. Like, and I didn't even find out until, like, months
5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. I'll talk to
exactly.
Lola.
Yes.
6 o'clock to 7.
Exactly.
I'll talk to Rebecca.
So, basically, he ended up getting a girlfriend. He ended up getting a girlfriend, like, a month after he stopped talking to all of us. And that was nice. And then he continued to text me once every couple months and just keep himself in the back of my mind. It took me 2 years to get over him. Well, but girl, it's okay because that was three years ago. Yeah, so now I'm over it. I got over it last year.
Goodbye.
Good.
So yeah, that's my long cautionary tale about boys who have fans. I put in my notes
who
to self.
Who need too much attention, basically.
I put in my notes to self, it says never interact with boys who have fans because of that. Because literally every single one, guys, I'm not kidding. I have not had a successful, like, thing, relationship, even interaction, whatever, with a boy who has fans. Like, none of that is positive.
Ooh,
none of it.
Ooh, that's
like,
rough.
Mm-mm. All right.
That is rough.
So, are you guys ready for my question of the day?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
We're right. Ready.
Today's question. What is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you on a date?
First of all, I feel like I know what yours is, but I'm very curious. Because I'm like, do I have the right thing in mind or not?
No, I think I know what it is.
I think you all know what
okay,
it is.
Okay, someone go.
Can you
go
think we all know.
I want Kevin to go first,
okay.
So I don't know.
Mine is short and sweet. I had an allergic reaction.
Oh! Yes.
I knew it.
What happened?
Did you throw up?
No. I just ate, like, seafood salad and my throat started itching. So I was like... And he was like, "Are you okay?" I also pronounced I'm not even gonna say, it's too scarring. I pronounced an Italian food wrong to a very Italian boy, and he looked at me and he was like, "What?" and that was the same night. And I also wore a hoodie and sneakers and jeans to like a nice restaurant because I had no idea where we were going.
A lot.
So it's just like a very
awkward
not,
night.
Yeah. Anyways,
ooh, that's
good
rough.
Times.
I don't have like an embarrassing one, but I have a very awkward one. What was the question again?
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on a date?
Okay, so also I wasn't technically on a date, but I was hanging out with a guy, and he was like showing me all this music, and I hated literally all of it. Like it was all terrible. All
that's so
terrible.
Awkward. When a boy shows you a song, and you're like,
not one song was salvageable. So I had to sit there and be like, no, I don't hate it. Like it's fine. He's like, no, like he was like, no, like you literally hate all this, and I was like, no, like, it's fine. Like,
shut
I don't hate this. Like,
why didn't you just tell him that you hate
it? Because I didn't want
that's
to.
That's awkward. I'm always like, I hate
I'm
this.
I'm a nice person.
Laura, you got some awkwardness? Some embarrassing?
No, I actually do. I was on a date, and then in the middle of it, I realized that there was a hole in my pants.
Where?
Like the seam, like, right at where the zipper is. So, like, in the front.
Oh,
but,
no.
Luckily... I was wearing a flannel, right?
Oh,
so I just put it around my waist and like where the sleeves hung down, it covered it. And I was like,
good.
Saved
that
by
is
the flannel.
Some risky business.
That was really
close call. Ooh, I want to go. Mine is more awkward than embarrassing. It's just awkward. Like,
oh no.
We were going on a date. Well, okay. I thought we were just hanging out and it was like early on, but I was like, I don't really care if he sees me without makeup. I'm tired. I put on like a velvet which like, is good. Sweatsuit and Uggs and no makeup. And I was like, okay, whatever. I thought we were just hanging out in my apartment. He comes
when
over.
You're so extra, a velvet like... sweatsuit and Uggs.
Yeah.
You're like a Kardashian.
I am always on. Anyway, and then I don't remember how he communicated this, but somehow told me that he actually had like a nice dinner planned for us. But he's not that much of a planner. He just had an outfit picked out that was like steamed and ironed and ready in his car. And I was wearing sweats and no makeup. And then he's like, whatever, we'll just go out and eat. And he was like all awkward.
I don't get why. He had the outfit in his car. He didn't even put it on. And why didn't you just change if you were at your own house?
Because yeah. Do I look like I can throw on this makeup in 5 minutes? No. Okay. No. I'm just committing to the no makeup thing. So he just made a plan and forgot to tell me. So we just went out to like a random
Asian
food.
Okay, if there's
Asian
any
food.
Male listeners, which there or readers,
if like you two, make a plan,
there's probably like
you
five.
Need to tell the person in the plan. Otherwise,
what to wear?
It's just a dream.
Yeah, if you're going on a freaking active date, tell them do not wear heels. Wear some sneakers. If you're going to a fancy restaurant, don't embarrass her. She wears a hoodie and sneakers. That was so embarrassing.
Well, luckily we like reshaped the plan. Just said, okay, we'll go somewhere chill. He's standing in the middle. He's like, I've never been to dinner with a girl in sweats before. He's like, but, you know, he's like, it's kind of cute.
You're
I was
like, why do you care?
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Like,
Amy,
like, shocked.
You got an embarrassing moment?
I don't really date much, so no.
What? Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Wait, actually, you don't have an embarrassing one, huh?
Do I?
Okay.
No. I have a lot of trauma.
I do not have
wait,
an embarrassing.
Did you throw up before your first date?
No, I almost did. Okay.
That is my story. Oh, I don't have an embarrassing thing because I really never get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Wow, aren't we lucky?
Okay.
But
some
this
of
is
us
just
don't get holes in our pants.
This
whatever.
Is just awkward though. Like there's this dude I really did not want to go on a date with him, but I was like, oh, he seems nice. I had to force myself. So now I threw up because I really didn't want to go. And then I went there and I blocked the whole thing out because I was just like the whole time I was twitching probably like. Oh,
wait, was this
gosh.
When I was there too?
Yeah, and I made her come. I made it a,
she
like a double
made
kind
me
of.
Come.
I made him bring a friend. It
I
was like
with his weird friend. It was boring.
It was so boring. And afterwards he's like, let's go out again. I was like, no.
You're like, never. Not.
You're like, bye.
Yeah, so it wasn't embarrassing. It was just freaking weird.
Awkward.
Well, that wraps that up. We are going to get to an emotional time.
This might be my favorite segment.
Oh, my.
I
this?
Always say
you
that.
You say that every time.
Okay.
I love being fun.
She's, okay.
So
she's uptight.
Called?
I'm trying to do a really good translation.
Okay,
she's
good.
Uptight. She freaks out about
she
things.
Likes a plan.
She's scared of everything. It's Amy. Elizabeth.
Don't forget about the fact that she's a legal midget.
Cimarelli!
Okay. Number one, I'm kind of offended.
Okay. I'm offended
he's
too.
Like, kind
wait,
of
wait,
offended.
I'll do a compliment. She's very nice and smiles
and
a lot.
Very
caring.
Thank you.
Okay, this okay. is Amy's current crisis.
So, really, this should just be called Amy Can't Hang. Really.
Okay.
I just can't hang. I'm too
okay.
high strung.
Okay.
Anywho, and I was actually calling myself chill, and everyone laughs.
Why would you call yourself chill?
Because I don't realize how high strung I am.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Do you laugh too when you say that?
No, because I don't forget.
You're like, I'm chill.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's this thing about me where when I get emotionally, sorry, one sec.
Okay, chill.
Okay.
Chill.
Breath. No, I
when
like
I
it.
Get
we should take
deep breaths. Overwhelmed, I faint. Okay? Like,
me.
My body shut down.
My body?
It's like, sorry, no. Because, like, maybe I don't know how to process emotions. Who knows? So.
Your body's like,
it doesn't know what to do with all the stress because it's so small. So.
Okay.
The stress so, doesn't know where to
the
go.
The first time this very fun occurrence happened. This has happened at least four times in my life,
but
if
we'll
not
tell
more.
About the specific one.
The very specific first time it happened was when I don't even know why we did this. We were like, oh, Christina being a wing woman for Danny.
Yes.
She's like, oh, we'll go to the mall with this boy
famous,
that
this
we...
famous unnamed boy.
That we did like a show with. Yes. I was like, okay. So we go, and it's so awkward.
It's just tense.
I literally wanted to die. He was like not even talking to us, even though he was like, oh yeah, do you want to go to I was like, what is going on?
They were
on?
Like totally like excited-ish acting, like kind of
no,
like,
let's
they
hang
weren't.
Out. They asked
no,
us
they were
out.
Like, yeah, let's hang out. And then we hung out with them and they were ignoring
they
us.
They acted like we were the
they
scum
were
in the
ignoring
ocean.
Ignoring us like we were the scum. I was like, who are we? Why are we here? Yeah. I don't want to be here. So all of this just like anxiety started building up, and I faint in the food court in the mall.
It wasn't like we just turned around. Amy was on the floor.
She was on the floor.
Okay. Did anyone fact, see it? Though, when I faint, I like spring right back up.
Yeah, she springs
she has
up.
Like a quick faint.
But yeah. Okay, the worst part though was you didn't see this. Obviously, you were fainting, but he walked away
yeah.
when she fainted.
Did he see it and then walk away?
He literally,
yeah.
and his
he
friend just
around,
went,
I saw it.
They just went like, and they literally just wow. left. Immediately,
when you're a sociopath.
And I really want to. Okay, I really want to say his name and smear his name, but I'm
no,
not going to do that.
We are not in the business of ruining reputations. But anyway,
not going to compromise my Christianity.
Yes, no compromise.
Yeah,
my
I'm not going to say that. He was young.
And I go hate on you in the magazine.
No, that's anyway. Just weird. That's just weird, though.
So yeah,
what person does that?
That's
it's weird.
A fun fact about me is
she
that
faints.
I faint when I'm emotionally
and,
overwhelmed.
And you had one.
It just happened last week, actually.
It was so sad.
It was.
Okay, here. Saw wait, can I tell from my pop?
No, we're not talking about it. Well, this is another story for another time, okay? We're already, like, way long in this podcast.
Kat, she doesn't want to talk about it.
No, I can talk about it.
Read the room.
But this will be another crisis.
Yeah, I want a fainting part, too.
Yes, this is a series of fainting.
So there you have it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Can I get some credit for creating the segment?
Yes.
Even though everyone thought it wasn't that good of an idea. I'm making that up. I'm making that up. I'm trying to make it more dramatic than it was.
I definitely thought it was a good idea.
Everyone thought it was a bad idea.
Nobody
I came
thought
in,
that.
I knew it was great.
I
Nobody
knew it was
thought
great.
That. Okay, just ignore that. Ignore that. Okay.
Anyway.
We're going to wrap up with the challenge. Cimarelli challenge. I didn't make that name up. Of the week.
I did.
Yes.
Good game.
Congratulations.
Cimarelli
so
challenge.
The challenge is... send a message of forgiveness to someone you're ready to forgive, but
oh,
you just
gosh.
Haven't yet. This is your nudge if you're in that place. If you would like to share your experience, like, hey guys, I did this, it was really hard, or you can, you know, keep it not too detailed if you don't want to, or spill your guts, whatever you want. If you want to do that, you can tweet us.
Hashtag Cimarelli Podcast.
Yes. And we will favorite or like or whatever it's called. I'm too old for this.
Let me just say something. I don't want to put rules and regulations on your emotions or whatever, but if it's passive aggressive, it ain't forgiveness, okay?
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
That's
true.
I'm sorry that I'm nice and you're not. That's not an apology.
Yeah, it
doesn't
count. All right, guys. Good luck with that.
That's a challenge.
I really hope it goes well for you. Lisa, why don't you, end this on a high note?
Okay.
With your inspirational.
Oh, that's really good. Good job.
I want to take this and inspire you by telling you can see through these.
You need to tell the readers what it is who are listening. Yeah,
she's talking about a fidget spinner, by the way.
She's holding a fidget spinner.
You take your phone, take one of these, you get at the right angle, like right there,
oh,
and it
no.
looks like a very
cool mask.
Very ugly young man is what it looks like. I don't know why she does this.
Ugly, because this is how you attract a mate. Okay, you say, I don't give a rip what anyone thinks.
And then you look through your fidget
and
spinner.
And then they go, sold. I'm not kidding. It works.
All right, I'm gonna try that.
That's amazing.
Okay.
It only works.
Thank
on
you.
Lisa.
Thank
Lisa.
You for that tip.
Well,
this is
we
like,
can't all be me.
This is okay. great tips.
Really?
It's like great good housekeeping tips from Lisa. Thank you. We will all not ever take that tip. Ignore it.
That's what you think. In her sleep, she's like.
Okay, no, I will never be taking that. Thanks for sharing. Thank you guys
Amazing.
For joining
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Get out.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.